This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, and a good look at Friday morning at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, of course, the Civic Media app. Jim has the day off. Nikki is capably filling in along with Glam Band Dennis. We got Ramona and the Flower coming up from the Heights Pub and Parlor. But first, ladies and gentlemen, our Burkles, one block over, Green Bay Packard throwback segment. One of our favorite times of the entire week, when we get to talk to former Green Bay Packer legends. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a young man who grew up in the wheat plains of Iowa, who pitched hay when he was seven, who raised a calf to 4-H glory, and then became the AFC Defensive Player of the Year with the Jacksonville Jaguars, following a distinguished career as a Green Bay Packer. Ladies and gentlemen, number 95, Bryce Pop.
Hey!
Hi, Bryce.
Good morning.
How are you?
Bryce, do you want to tell him that it was actually Buffalo?
Buffalo?
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oops.
Ooh.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got Jacksonville on the mind.
Exactly. Yeah.
Elvis right. Wrote a song about it.
You know, if I would have said that, I had an excuse. I got a little too much CTE, but
whatever that spells.
Excuses.
Bryce, it is great to talk. You want to know when the last time you and I spoke was?
That was something.
In your backyard?
No, but Bryce did live in my back. He lived behind me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But wow. It was the game against Heartland Arrowhead.
Okay.
Remember that one in the state semifinals?
2012?
At Southwest? It was real close. It was a really close game. It was a heartbreaker, but it was a great game.
That was frustrating, but that's why you play the game, right?
Absolutely right. Hey, Bryce, what are you doing these days? I know you loved coaching, and you went back to Northern Iowa and everything. So what is Bryce Pop's life like right now?
It's football pretty much 24/7. Coaching at the University of Northern Iowa, and with the way the portal and all the stuff is going these days, you got to recruit everybody all the time. And, it's getting a little bit crazy, a little bit out of hand, but, because there's a little too much freedom. I get that, you should have been paid and all that. And I would have loved to have gotten paid in college, but at the end of the day, to me, sports is about teaching young men how to have character and be a part of a team and build something bigger than themselves. And now, if somebody doesn't like something, then they get to take their ball and go home. So,
and Tony Bennett, of course, the greatest basketball player ever to come out of Green Bay, tremendous national championship coach at Virginia, admitted that. He says, you know what? This just isn't for me. This just is not my thing.
I can't imagine what it's like to be a coach in this day and age. And I give you all the credit in the world for hanging in there as you are, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's tough because I get it. I get a kid good and somebody comes and offers him some money and we can't even come close to that with our budget. I get it, but it's really frustrating because, you're pouring into these young men's lives and I'm taken away from my family, my kids, my grandkids. And, I would love to just go off into the sunset, and I did that at 32 and I found out that being retired isn't where it's at. It's helping people. And, I get to do that through the game of football and stay in it because, at my core, I'm a competitor. And, I may not show it on the outside, but I want to win, And when that whistle blows, I want to win, not at all costs, but I want to win. And, you know, it's just very frustrating to put all that time into someone just to have somebody come in and take them.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. No, as a player, Bryce, you are all effort all the time. So to hear you say that, still, that you're still a competitor at this point, that's awesome. And I also want to give you some kudos too, because you turned Southwest around, man.
Yeah.
You know, and people still remember that to this day and give you, lots of credit for that. So just wanted to say that out loud for everybody to hear.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, and part of it, was a little bit selfish. My sons were there,
right?
But it was fun to do that. Those kids. It was kind of a mess. The first summer I was there, I had 10 guys there during the summer. At the end, nobody missed because, I basically told them, I couldn't mandate it, but here's what I did. I went to the leaders and kept telling them, hey, if I put somebody in front of you that hasn't been here all summer, I give you the right to come and tell me, coach, that's not fair. And then I'd tell the whole team, hey, you know what? I'm evaluating you year round. So if you're not there, I can't evaluate you. Someone else gets the opportunities, and once you start building that culture and having the kids hold each other accountable, it kind of takes, a life of its own. And then, it's not me being the big bad wolf. It's the coach policing each other. And as you guys know, if you played sports, when a teammate gets after you and you respect them, you start to march in step. Hmm.
We're talking with Bryce Popp, former Green Bay Packer, and of course Buffalo Bill, coaching down at Northern Iowa University in our Burkle's One Block Over throwback segment.
So is it high school playoff time in Iowa right now too?
It is, yes.
I'm trying to remember how big your school was. It couldn't have been that big where you went to high school.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. It's in with another school.
I hear you.
We have alphabet programs now. It's just all these different letters. But, it used to be Jefferson Scranton, and then it was Jefferson Scranton, Paterdan.
Holy
wow. And then another school came in, and they finally gave up and just said it was Greene County.
Wow.
There you go. So, same thing for why I went to high school, too. There are a lot of schools that it's Division VII, it's as small as it gets. I mean, it's not the end of the world where I used to live in Wisconsin, but you can see it from there.
Yeah.
And you got all these schools that are combining with other schools, going to 8-man. Just wondering what I'm concerned about the future
but I just
of football
say
so, in smaller
and
towns.
Bryce,
anyway.
You can back me up on this if you want. Just wonder, I've always noticed about Iowa, you can have these tiny, tiny little towns, and you're like 200 kids in the high school, and there'll be guys in the NFL from these little schools. Yeah. Isn't that amazing, Bryce? Yeah.
And everybody goes out for the team.
Yeah, well, case in point, Aaron Campman.
Yeah,
right.
not a very big school. Class 1A, I think, which is close to the smallest in the state. They had four guys in the NFL, and I think the one that played the least played like 9 years.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Hey, Bryce, one of the things I always talk to the guys about is unless you're number one, number two, number three draft pick, training camp could be really, really stressful, wondering if you're going to make the team. Was it you and Lester Archambault that were waiting for the knock in the last day? Could you tell that story?
All right.
Yeah, so it's cut day, and we're in St. Norbert's, and I don't know if you've ever been in those dorms, but there's a front part, where you do your homework, and then there's a middle part where it's the bathroom and the closets, and then you have the bedroom. And so we were told, sit in your room until dinner or till breakfast, and then if you're there for breakfast, then you've made it. And so Lester and I are sitting there. We're up and we're antsy because we don't know what's happening. And we're sitting on our beds across the room looking at each other. We hear a knock on the door, and we just look at each other. We don't, don't move. It's kind of like, you go answer. No, you go answer. And then we hear the door open up. Somebody walks in. Then we hear him turn around, walk back out, and close the door. So we looked at each other like, what? And so we got up and looked down the hallway, and it was a maid that was coming to clean.
Oh, my God. On cut day?
Yeah, so we had a heart attack, but we both made it. So.
Oh, right.
Jeez. I love that story. And you and Lester were two of like the nice guys, just quiet, nice, work hard, do your thing. So I can just imagine what you guys, what was going through your mind sitting there looking at each other.
Oh my gosh, we you know, we still are good friends today, and we still talk about that. Just like, oh my gosh, can't
and
believe
that poor woman probably has no idea how many times this story is told and retold.
Right.
Hey Bryce, one of the things I do, and I have the guys on, and last week we had James Campen on and different guys, and and I always ask him, every guy that you lined up with as a member of the Green Bay Packers, if you had to put together the all time team of guys you played with. And you got the first pick. Who are you taking for your team?
Well, one of the guys I learned a ton from, quiet guy. He wasn't here with me very long, but Robert Brown.
Oh, good man.
Great choice.
Yes, very good choice. You know, this has been surprising, Bryce, because like one of them was Ken Rutgers. Another one, they said James Campen. And it's like whenever I ask guys that, it's not the greatest athletic player they haven't come up with. It's always these guys about leadership.
The best
this
team players.
This is really
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. Always the team players are picking.
And you just did the same thing, Bryce. That's interesting that you would do that.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, you know, it's down-to-earth people that bust their ass that make it. You know, some of the guys that are so flashy, they aren't real, and you can't talk to them. And case in point, one of the guys, and I'm not going to name names, but my brother wanted an autograph, and I'm a rookie. And I asked him, and he said, no, have him send it to me.
Wow. Oh.
I think I know who that would be, but I won't say it either.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something, Bryce?
And after that, I never, ever asked a teammate for an autograph unless they asked me.
Yeah.
And I would ask them.
Right.
So the good-naturedness, the leadership, the humbleness, is that Iowa? Is that how you were raised? Is that, was
like a
that
bit
your
of everything,
expectation? Yeah.
Yeah.
How is that?
I'm not going to say it's Iowa. It's just, you know, down earth, you know, salt of the earth people. And it can be anywhere. You can find those people anywhere. But to me, you know, growing up, I had 19 kids in my class. The last game of my senior year, we had 12 guys. We took a mini bus to the game. The cheerleaders were in the front. They laughed at us when we got off the bus. When we got back on the bus, they weren't laughing because it was like 38 to 12 and we won. You know, so it's just people that, you know their crap stinks. They bust their ass. They can work hard and they don't have any preconceived notions about who they are and what they deserve or don't deserve.
Hey,
they just go make it happen.
Bryce, we got to set it to a 1 minute break. Can you stay with us through it?
Sure.
Great. Thanks. Bryce Pop, our very special guest here on Burkle's One Block Over Packer Throwback segment. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning with our Packer Throwback segment. The Mayor has today off. Nikki filling in along, of course, with Glam Van Dennis. And Bryce, I have to ask you, now that you coach at Northern Iowa University, when I used to come down there and do basketball games there, one end of the entire arena was a big action shot of you. Is that still there?
No,
that's unfortunate.
They took that down.
Okay.
What?
Is it in your garage or anything?
That's a big garage.
Yeah. I don't know where it's at, to tell you the truth.
Hey, Bryce, obviously your son was a great player for you. I really enjoyed covering him over the years and everything like that. And you were never the kind of guy to give out advice to somebody unsolicited. But I know there were guys that watched how you taught your kids and coached them and from a distance watched that and said, yep, that's the way it's supposed to be. Was that just natural, Bryce, or did you go in with a certain mindset that that's how you were going to make it?
I don't know. I guess to me, it was just, I don't know, it's intuitive, I guess, because okay. I knew that if I showed partial, you know, if I was right. partial to them, I would lose my credibility. I mean, there was one time when I had to pull my son. Well, I pulled him up, the oldest son, sophomore year. There was four kids that I pulled up, and he was the only one that I put back down to JV. Oh. Because mentally he could do it. Physically, he wasn't ready. And then the next year, he was on varsity, and he was supposed to start a game, and he didn't do well, like the first or second game, and we were going to play Notre Dame, and he hadn't played well, and it was like, there's no way. There's no way I can start him and keep my credibility. So I told him, and it just so happens that the kid that was supposed to start in front of him on Thursday got a high ankle sprain in practice. And so my son got the start, but it was because of an injury. Otherwise he wasn't going to start.
Wow.
And yeah. And he didn't like me. And you know, I was okay with that because you know what, there's things in life that you're not going to like, you know, but you got to plow through it because life doesn't care. It just keeps moving on. And if everything's about feelings and, you know, kowtowing down to someone because they got their feelings hurt, you're going to have a hard life.
But
you
know, to talk him through that and to acknowledge it head on, hey, this is the game plan. This is how it is. And this is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
That's all I can ask for.
You know, that's why guys respected you for that.
Yeah. He didn't like me for a little bit. But you know what? They talk about that. Both of them do. You know, and I actually had to apologize to son number two, because I was really hard on him. And there was times when, Johnny was doing something and my son was doing something and I'd rip my son's ass big time in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, if I yelled at the other kid, well, yeah, he didn't yell at his son, you know, can't do that. And so, there was times when their teammates were like, man, I'm glad he's not my dad.
Wow.
You know,
How was things with Mama along that line there, Bryce?
She would kind of be the buffer during the season and tell me, hey, you need to talk to son number one or son number two. And actually, if I'm being honest, about 2 months ago, I found out that son number two felt I was a little too hard on him sometimes. And I knew there was a little bit of something there. So I went over to his house and saw his kids, because he's got two kids now. And they went down for a nap. And I just said, hey, you know what? I apologize. It wasn't, you know, if there's anything I've done that I need forgiveness for, let me know. If there's anything stuck in your craw, let me know. And so that, you know, it went a long way. But, sometimes you can overdo it. And, I might have a couple times, and so had to mend the fence.
That's awesome. Mm. Awesome. Mm.
So, Bryce, what inspired you to even play the game? Was it somebody? Was it a coach? Was it watching the NFL on TV? What was it that got you into the game?
Well, my oldest brother was 6 years older than me, and, you know, so I'm in junior high or whatever, or grade school, and he's playing varsity football. And I thought that was the greatest thing ever. And, we've always watched the Dallas Cowboys. So I always wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy and never got the opportunity, but I got to play in the stadium. And
you're a better man for it.
Awesome. Yeah. And so, it was just, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, I'll be honest with you. The guys that play in the NFL for a long time and are good, I'm not going to say 100%, but a lot of them have issues. You know, they had something growing up that put them in the fight or flight syndrome. Mm. And that's why they're a little nuts mentally. And And I was. And that drove me to be a really good football player. But after the game, you know, I had to get some help with that, because if you don't, it can serve you well in one aspect and then ruin you in another. And, you know, that's what kind of drove me. I had a lot of angst and rage and anger that I had to get out of me. And my parents did a great job of giving me a good moral compass and when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And then, you know, after that, I had to figure out my own way after the game.
I just mentioned that to Dennis during the break, Bryce. I said, you know, Bryce is like the nicest guy, was the most polite guy, cordial. And there would be a switch when he got on that field. He was a badass. And you did, though, yeah. Didn't you, Bryce? You just flipped it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lester, you brought him up. So he's my roommate the first couple of years. And I don't know. There was just something in me. I would get into our hotel room, and there'd be a basket of fruit. And I'd grab something and just wing it across the room, you know. And there was times when I'd be driving my truck and I'd just punch the dash, you know. It just, but I don't know. It was just in me, and I had to take it out on people.
Wow.
And, you know, I was lucky, you know, very, very fortunate and blessed, because I, you know, out of billions of people in the world, I was born in this country, found the game of football, and they paid me to be a maniac. I mean,
that's why I'm here. Bryce Pop, we're out of time. You are the absolute greatest. I have all the respect in the world for
you
and the great things you just said.
Thank you so much for sharing your stories, brother.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff, Bryce. Thank you, my friend. Hope we can keep in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Bryce Pop. Wow, that was incredible. When we come back, Ramona the Flower.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Jim has the day off. We've got Nikki filling in, and of course, our main man, Glam Band Dennis here, because this is a very special day, brought to you always by Heights Pub and Parlor. I was there last night, as a matter of fact.
Try the paninis?
No, but I had a good chicken and potato soup. It's a nice chicken and potato
soup. The time
soup.
Of year, brother. Nice, yeah. Nice hearty choice.
But our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service in a stunning setting right here in downtown Green Bay at 217 North Washington Street. Whether it's a signature pressed panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, or especially large plate or feature for dinner, let Heights be your destination. Looking to host a private event or party? Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second-story private parlor and third-story loft. For more information, check them out. Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online, www.heightsgb.com. Great, great place to go. And we've got a great group with us right now. Dennis, take it away and introduce this great ensemble.
There's so many friends
here.
Would
this be an ensemble?
So many friends. Yes, 100% ensemble.
I'm going to make this real easy.
Hey, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got to explain something to Ramona first.
She was
just looking at me very strange.
That's because I'm sitting next to her, that's why.
She sees me in these really big, weird glasses, and she just gave a look of like, huh.
Does that make you Randy, man?
It's covering up my jealousy, John.
Oh, is that what it is?
Does that make you Randy, man?
So I just want to let you know I was, yeah. So anyway, go ahead. Hey, Ramona, it's good to see you.
Good to see you guys again.
Go ahead and hit it.
We are bubbling with excitement here because Ramona has some things she wants to say. So first of all, I'm going to let you kind of run with this because it's your bag. It's your baby. You know what I'm saying? It's my bag, baby. So Ramona's here, ladies and germans, and she's going to tell you all she wants to tell you about.
Yes. Well, thank you guys again for having us. Yeah. It's been
great
a while,
to have
right?
You.
Since April, I
You
believe.
Were one of our first
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. 6 months. Restraining order must have wore off. High five.
High five. Excellent.
How many of those do you still have out there?
All of them.
Okay. Go ahead.
Ask around.
Well, yeah. We were back here in April for the first time and connected with Amanda. So we had a wild ride since then. I've been keeping this quiet for about 3 months now, and it's really come to fruition. And yeah, we have a couple friends here for those that are watching live on Facebook. They've been friends now for a little bit, and the reason they are here is because we have decided to form a big band, and we're going to be called Nostalgic, and this is something that I've been wanting to do now since Panic Station days. For those that remember, I was singing for them. They've been asking for 2 years now to have a big band. They miss the crowd. They miss the aesthetics, and I miss it too. So we have some awesome people here that have made that dream into fruition, and we're going to introduce some of them and where they're from. And yeah,
first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The
aesthetics.
It's nice.
Followed on Facebook for quite some time, so here it is.
Yep.
Live and in person. Yes. Introduce everybody.
Yeah, so Tommy, everyone knows, is my duo partner for Ramon and the Flower. Yes, and he's been amazing, and he wants to be a part of this big group as well. So he'll be on lead guitar. We've got Brent over here also on lead guitar.
Hello.
Yeah. Talk
Hi,
about
Brent.
Yourselves.
Yeah, tell them about where you guys from, who you've been playing with, all these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm from the Green Bay area. I've known Tom for a long time. We were in an original group together, and he reached out, and Ramona reached out to join. And I'm excited to be in a group with these talented musicians here. I can't wait to get started.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Who's next? Yes.
Love it.
Introduce Sagittarius 5'10", 180 pounds.
Absolutely.
My name is Wade. I play drums and sing a little, and I'm originally from South Dakota, of all places, so made my way to the great state of Wisconsin about 24, 25 years ago. And
head east, young man.
You're a big-time veteran of the local music scene, aren't you?
Be careful with that word, veteran.
I'm sorry.
That implies other things.
I understand.
Well,
there's a reason I have a hat on this morning.
And then introduce your
let's get to the talent of the group here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle. And where I'm from is kind of a long story, so we won't go into
You're a citizen of the world.
I'm a woman of the world. But yeah, I've been living here in Wisconsin for 30 years now, so I guess I call it home. And I'm really excited to play with these guys. It's been a lot of fun so far.
You've been here too, though. Like she's been here before with Ike Arumba.
Ike Arumba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I play with Ike.
Arumba.
I was on the show with Ike a couple months ago.
Yeah. More than that, even. That was.
Yeah. I play bass with Ike, and then I'm also in another band called Uncharted Territory.
Awesome.
Yes. I've been wanting a chick bass player so bad. So Wade, thank you for the introduction.
This is so awesome.
This is It's absolutely amazing. We've been rehearsing now for about 2 months, and our set list is awesome. We're expected to have an aesthetically pleasing show. They know a really great production guy who's going to have geysers and lights and all that stuff. So I'm super excited.
Can we say their name? Or is that
right. Yeah.
Sure. We can talk about Robin. He'll be excited just to hear his name on the radio. So, Robin and his sound and light crew, they do an excellent job. Ramona's right. We've been... Michelle has used him. I've used him in a couple of my bands.
Does he know he's been used?
Loose Cannons. And,
you always know when you've been used.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Mayor.
Nikki has one contribution. You always know when you're
going to
be used.
Me and
always
cut his mic.
Every
cut
time.
It seems like she might be harboring some ill will there.
Yeah, thank you.
No. Doctor, just standing by to take your call.
Wow.
Yeah. We go to line one. No.
You better call somebody.
So when's your first gig?
So we actually have 4 booked gigs already, which is awesome. Booking blind, these people have a working relationship with me, and I can't thank them enough for essentially booking a band that they've never heard, and we don't have promo picks, nothing quite yet. It's just the relationship that we've been able to build through our duo. So our first show on the books is actually at Iron Buffalo. Our
good
friend Teresa, yes.
Mitchellville?
That will be... Yes.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 17th.
I love that place.
Yes. We had our first show there a couple weeks ago. Teresa, amazing woman, great business partner. She's just a real woman, and she was kind enough to book us for our very first show.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tell her I said hello.
Yeah, I
she's
will.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure she's listening, so you can say hi yourself.
Now, Dennis, you've been in her exact position, putting together a thing. You know, this one didn't go, or this where guy's got to work, and
yada, comes
yada,
yada.
What are some of the things that, give you sleepless nights when you're trying to put together an endeavor like this?
Getting people to stay.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. Getting people that are going to sacrifice of themselves and their wants and desires to put the collective over themselves. Mm-hmm. More so than anything else, that's what keeps me awake at night putting together a project.
Interesting.
Everybody wants to keep it together. Well, give of yourself. What can you give of yourself? What can you sacrifice of yourself? What can you bring? What's your strengths?
You know? Ramona, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's great that the chemistry that the five of us have already is kind of surreal in a sense. And they've just been so great. Their input, their ideas, like, it doesn't feel like one person's running the show.
Right.
It's a collective, as you said. Yeah. And we all have the same goal, same vision, and it's just really coming to fruition. So that's, it hasn't been hard. It's a lot of work. It really is. But it's fun. It's fun putting together a baby.
Got a text here. What does the new band's name mean? Is there a meaning to it?
Yes.
The spelling of it gives it away too.
I'm gonna let those guys back there talk about it because I was the last one to get on board with it, believe it or not. We were joking about it at practice one night, and then we started practicing our songs, and then Wade would come in with his little puns. Oh, new, that's so new, nostalgic. So those two actually came up with it.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Brent, you can kind of talk about where it came from.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it took us about 37 weeks to come up with a name for this band.
There were at least
174 things we didn't call this
band.
That
is a hard thing to do. Everybody said they could name a band.
I just thought that bears mentioning.
Yes.
Right? Yep. That truly is the hardest.
It always seems to be the thing that comes in with the least resistance. Just kind of sneaks in there. Wait. What did you just say? Oh, yeah. That sounds groovy. Let's throw that in there. Cool.
So do we get the chance to hear you?
We want our first debut, I guess, sound to be when you show up.
Oh,
when you show
well, they brought
up,
the
yeah.
instruments here. We thought we could get a little something.
Well,
for
I think
the
Tom and I think Tom and I are going to do a newer song for okay. Rolling the Flower. But Brent, you want to talk about where Nostalgic came from?
Yeah, Tom and I used to be an original group called Stalgic, and we kind of joked about Nostalgic, and it just kind of stuck, and we all liked it. So,
but that's also how Better Than Ezra got their name, right? They were playing in a competition. The musician or the act prior to them was called Ezra. They asked for their name, and they said, "Oh yeah, well, we're better than Ezra." And that's how.
No kidding.
100%.
100%. Wow. I wonder how that other band is doing.
Yeah. Right.
I kept thinking I know this guy. Okay. But I realize now, it's just, I don't know you, but you look so much like somebody.
Are you my daddy?
Do you ever get it? The guy from Yellowstone?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You see it?
Yep, yep. 100%.
I've heard Morgan Wallen though.
I can see that too. But the younger brother from Yellowstone.
We keep him on terra firma. No elevation to the chairs.
Todd, what do you want, buddy?
Let's do a little tune.
I love
it. Let's hear it. All right.
Oh, we're doing a tune now.
Doing a tune.
We do, yeah.
We make you work when you come here, Ramon.
So this is a newer song that we added prior to the last time we were here. We're going to do some Foo Fighters.
Nice.
Yes. Is it Foo Fighters or Foo Fighters?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
And everyone wants me to sing it in Cartman, so just kidding.
Yeah. Come sail
away. I do
away.
An impeccable Cartman. Oh, I could do it.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Wait, did you just do it?
Yeah.
The heck with you guys. I'm going home. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Oh, yes.
Okay, your turn.
I got it.
I'm doing it.
Music.
All right, music. Drives away than far, lose you back home. I'm a streetlight shining, I'm a wildlight, blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give up and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these and time again. I'm a new day rising. I'm a brand new sky to shine the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away and leave it all behind? It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give up and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these and time again. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. I love it.
It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these and time again. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these time again. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give up and give up again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these and time again.
Wow.
Wow.
Ramona.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. Jim has the day off. Nikki filling in. Of course, Glam Band Dennis here. We're with Ramona and the Flower, the Hubs, Pub, and Parlor music series, which we absolutely love to do on Friday mornings. Dennis?
And Nostalgic, the whole kit and caboodle is here.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited.
It's so cool to see everybody in here, and everybody's all, you know, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to tell lies. I love it.
Well, for the most part.
Well, they're pointing at one guy saying,
that's
no, he's not.
That's being generous.
We had some fun last night. We had a show at La Vie Tavern last night.
I rounded up, by the way, when I said that. I rounded
that's
up.
That's becoming a big popular place, huh?
It is. Oh, it's such a nice wine bar. Carrie's done a great job with it.
Yeah, that's in De Pere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it seems like every time we have somebody here and I follow them then on Facebook, they're performing there.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Well, Brad, yeah.
Interesting how that happens.
Yeah.
Interesting how that happens.
Yeah.
I thought was jumping in.
Yeah, for Nostalgic, another thing that we really wanted to point out is that we're going to be known for, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're going to be the first cover band around here to do, I like to call, an instrumental Chinese fire drill mid-show. So we all play instruments. Yes, we all play instruments. I'm toying with the idea of a foghorn or a blowhorn or something like that. And when you hear it, we'll be like, all right, we're rotating. And then we're all going to change instruments and play.
Well, that's cool.
A whistle would work, too.
Yeah,
that'd be very cool.
But I'll jump on. Well, right now I play keys, but I jump on bass and We got Tom throwing himself behind the kit. Tom's first instrument is actually drums. Believe it or not.
Nice.
Yeah, incredible, incredible jazz drummer. Wow.
I know I asked this last time when you were here, but there aren't a lot of female bass players. Why is that? Can you loan her the mic?
I don't know.
It's a bigger instrument, and it's a little heavier.
Thanks for noticing.
It might be a little outsized. But,
wow. Really? Really?
Wait, I missed that.
What? Really?
I missed that. What did he say about
that? They don't call him Captain Obvious for nothing.
But I actually, my first instrument was keyboards. I think I mentioned that the last time I was here. I took lessons as a little girl and learned how to play keyboards, and that really kind of starts you off on your whole musical journey, I think.
It's a great instrument to learn. I mean, you know, bass as well as obviously the piano, it opens up. It's like the gateway instrument, you know.
Well, plus,
once you're able to read that music, once you're able to read.
Right, and count.
Yes.
It teaches you how to count.
Mm-hmm. Well, we
had counting is important.
We had a fairly young girl in here. And she was still learning the keyboard, so she had, like, notes on every note.
Oh, that was me. Well, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. It was a different one.
But I did. I
still do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, it helps. It helps.
Oh, I believe.
Keep you locked in and whatnot.
So if people say, well, who will people say you sound like? Which is the question you get a thousand times. So I'll be the first one to throw out that dumb question. Who do you want to sound like?
I think the point is to take songs that not a lot of cover bands do and make them our own.
Love it.
Yeah.
This guy is nodding appreciably.
The first version of Nostalgic as opposed to the 10th version of some other cover band.
Yep.
Oh, I like that.
The setlist will not feature the same 30 songs that you hear every club you walk into in the greater, you know, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Appleton, whatever, surrounding area. It'll be different. Part of that difference is our lead vocalist is phenomenal. And her spin on covers is bar none the best I've heard in 50 years.
And it's natural, too. You know, you just bring it like you do, and that's how you say it. I mean, you're not trying to... I don't think you're even trying to set yourself apart. You're just being you, singing that song, and it's just organic, and it's awesome.
Tom and I had a show at the Bar West on Wednesday, and I had a gentleman come up to me, actually, and he's like, you know, I gave up music about 30 years ago, and I miss it so much. And had I not walked in here, I wouldn't have had a fire ignited in my soul. And he's like, he took a business card. He's like, I'm from Minneapolis, and I will be seeing you guys again. I can tell that you sing from a raw place.
Yeah.
And that he was exactly right. My songs have underlying stories to them. So
With that being said, I just got a texter. Are you planning on doing any original tunes?
That's a good question. I have a song written. I'm just very bad at putting music to it. So now that I have three new friends.
I'm sorry, what do you do for a living?
Well, I work at a dermatology clinic, actually. So love it. But what?
I've been trying to get you to put together original music for forever.
I know.
Really?
I know. You and everyone else. It's like.
I'm sorry. How does she go again?
Yep.
Me.
That's pretty much.
So I was reading Ramona as Cartman.
There you go. Well done. I was reading on your Facebook page, which you have, by the way. Follow, please follow.
Yes.
And I think yesterday it was up to four people. So we got to get you up to 100.
I'm glad you segued into that because
it's brand new. You haven't released anything yet. So
yes. So with that Facebook page, I tried to keep it as private as possible.
So far, successful.
But, yes. So intentionally,
right? Not a joke, but for
after
real.
This, we are gonna go on Facebook, invite all of our friends, and we're doing a giveaway. Actually, so I am buying gift cards from the four venues that have booked us so far. So Iron Buffalo, we have a replay show happening.
Nice.
Awesome. Stadium View will be our first local show. That is going to be a big show. That'll be Saturday, June 14th. And then we are going to Area 509 in the Appleton Kakana area. Fantastic, fantastic place. Roxanne and Reggie do a great job with that establishment. And so we're going to be buying gift cards to those places. And we're going to kind of do your first 200 followers. We're going to do a giveaway with a gift card when we hit 400. And the gift card amounts go up from there.
That's
so
awesome.
Our goal is to reach 1,000 by the end of the year.
Your partner just said $1 million.
$1 million. Well, it's coming out of your pocket, so.
So you're doing songs from, if I understand right, seven different decades.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something for everybody, and the way you're going to put it together, I can feel it's going to be amazing. It's going to kind of come together into a time frame.
This
just has
kind
of timeless.
Vibe. This group of people has a really good vibe, and I'm not just saying that.
The music is going to be timeless when they play it. I can tell you that right now.
Absolutely. Except for this guy, I'm not sure he has enough. You know,
a little early.
A little early.
You can do it.
South Dakota.
But yeah, give us a like, follow. We'll be sending out invites on Ramon and the Flower in our personal pages. And we appreciate you guys for having us.
This and welcome to the world of music. What? Your new band.
Oh, Nostalgic.
There we go.
Giving you your best musical memories with a dash of something new.
Phenomenal. Love it. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody. Can't wait to see you guys in action.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody, for a great week. Nikki, thanks for filling in. Dennis, always a pleasure, my friend.
Likewise.
Have a great weekend. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.